نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. All praise, thanks and adoration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask for his mercies and blessings upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and as well as his family, his companions, and all those who follow their path and follow their guidance until the day of reckoning. Today being the ninth day of Ramadan, 1,000 Okay, today is the ninth day of Ramadan, 1,447 years of the Hijrah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is, I think, equivalent to the 24th, I'm not sure, 26th of February, 2026. So, yeah, 26th of February, okay, 2026. We apologize for commencing late. Inshallah, today we'll start from chapter 2, verse 127. Chapter 2, verse 127, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ يَرْضُ عِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
So if we still remember well, we read yesterday the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. يا نبي الله إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the city of Mecca. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind the holy days of Mecca, the pagans of Mecca. Allah said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ, and remind them also إذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت. When Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام was raising القواعد من البيت, the foundations of the house. وإسماعيل, as well as إسماعيل. ربنا تقبل منا, and he said, oh Allah, accept it from us. إنك أنت السميع العليم. You indeed are السميع, the all-hearing, العليم, the all-knowing. So this is a reminder. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to remind the polytheists of Mecca, who attributed to the religion of Ismail, the religion of Nabi Allah Ibrahim, what is not part of it. Because they claimed to be upon the religion of Nabi Allah Ibrahim. And they worship idols placed in Kaaba, idols that they worship. So Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reminds that if yarfa'u Ibrahim al-qawa'ida min al-bayt, when Ibrahim was raising the foundations min al-bayt of the house, that is Kaaba, wa Ismail, he was doing it alongside Ismail, and he said, Rabbana taqabbal minna, oh Allah, accept it from us. Innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Indeed, you are As-Sami' al-Alim. Some of the scholars of Tafsir would say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was building an Ismail. Ibrahim was building an Ismail, was supplicating. Because Allah said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ, that Ibrahim was raising the foundations of the house. وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا, مَعْنَا وَإِسْمَعِيلُ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَا, that Ismail was saying, oh Allah, accept it from us. But Al-Imam Ibn Kathir said that interpretation is wrong, because the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes us to understand that they are both building and supplicating. And indeed, Wuhayb ibn al-Ward, Wuhayb ibn al-Ward, one of the pious predecessors, said, Ya Khalil al-Rahman, when he read this verse of the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, he cried and said, يَا خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ, oh you the Khalil of Allah, تَرْفَعُ قَوَائِمَ بَيْتِ الرَّحْمَنِ, you are building, raising the foundation of the house of Ar-Rahman, وَتَشْفَقْ أَلَّا تُقْبَلَ مِنْكَ, and you are being afraid that Allah would not accept it from you, that you have to pray that Allah would accept it from you. This is basically telling us that whatever we do, no matter the amount of works we have done, no matter the amount of goods we have done before us, we should continue to pray that Allah accepts it. Because it is not just about doing the good, but Allah accepting it. Just like Allah SWT said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who give what they give, they spend what they spend, they do the good they are able to do, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, yet their hearts still tremble. They fear in their hearts, أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, that they will go back to their Lord. ومن عائشة رضي الله عنها asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم concerning this category of people. She said, are they the people who drink alcohol and commit adultery, that they fear that they will go back to Allah? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no. These are people who observe Salah. They fast, they pray at night, they do all the good deeds. Yet they are afraid whether Allah would accept it or not. So it is not about how much one is able to do. It is praying that Allah Ta'ala accepts. One of the righteous servants of Allah, who is known to be like a weave, he weaves clothes and he sells. It was said that one day he weaves clothes and he was so impressed with the art he was able to put into the design of the clothes. He had never weaved that type of clothes. And so he weaves and finally he sold. Then the person who bought the clothes, brought it back after buying. He brought it back, but he doesn't like it. He doesn't like this clothes. And the man, the righteous servant of Allah, started to weep. Then the man said it was out of rejecting the clothes. And he said, is it because I want to reject it to collect my money back? Don't worry, I'll go back with it. And the righteous servant of Allah said, no, I'm not bothered about you rejecting the clothes. That's not an issue to me. But what I just thought of is, I felt I have put the best into producing this clothes. I did the best and I was so impressed with it. So if you, a servant of Allah, could reject what I was pleased with and I'm so impressed with, how much more of Allah after all I have done and Allah says I rejected, I didn't accept it. So that is what I'm thinking about. That is what made me to shed tears. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, him and Ismail, yet they were begging Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Who Allah ta'ala accept it from us. Innaka anta shami'ul alim. You are a sami', you would listen to our supplications, and you are al alim. You know how sincere we are in building the house for you. The qawa'id, al-Imam al-Bukhari mentioned in al-Sahih, he said, the meaning of al-qawa'id here is al-asa', wahiduha qa'ida. The singular is qa'ida. والقواعد من النساء. There is also القواعد from among the women. He said the singular of that one is قاعد. This is just from the point of looker, so that one understands the meaning of القواعد, that means the foundations of the house. Al-Imam al-Bukhari alayhi rahmatullah mentioned under the tafsir, when he was mentioning Kitab al-Tafsir, when he talked about وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدِ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, when he came to this point, he brought this hadith. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, أول من اتخذ النساء من طف من قبل أم إسماعيل. The first person to have taken a belt, the first person to use a belt is the mother of Ismail. The first woman to use a belt is the mother of Ismail, عليه السلام. اتخذت من طاقا, or انتخذت بالطاقا. She took a belt, ليعرفي أثرها على الساق, because she wanted to erase all the paths they would follow, so that Sarah would not be able to trace them. ثُمَّ جَاءَ بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَبِنِهَا إِسْمَاعِيلُ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought her and her son Ismail alayhi salam. وَهِيَ تُرْضِعُهُ. At the time, the mother was breastfeeding. حَتَّى وَضَعَهُمَا عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ عِنْدَ دَحْوَةٍ عِنْدَ دَوْحَةٍ فَوْقَ زَمْزَمْ فِي أَعْلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. He brought them and placed them in the place, close to the place of Zamzam. وليس بمكة يومئذ أحد. There was nobody in the city of Mecca then. وليس بها ماء, and there was no water. فوضعهما هنالك, and Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام left them there. ووضع عندهما جرابا فيه تمر وسقاء فيه ماء, and he left with them a little container of this and a little keg of water. ثم قف إبراهيم عليه السلام. Then Ibrahim from his back left منطلقا. فتبعته أم إسماعيل. The mother of إسماعيل now called إبراهيم, فقالت, she said, يا إبراهيم. O إبراهيم, أين تذهب؟ Where are you going to, وتتركنا بهذا الوادي؟ أي أليم قصد البالي الذي ليس فيه إنس ولا شيء. Nobody is here. There is nothing here. فقالت له ذلك مرارا. She repeated that several times. وجعل لا يلتفت إليها. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام did not turn back to look. The mother of إسماعيل. فقالت الله أمرك بهذا. She said, is it Allah that instructed you to do this? قال نعم. Ibrahim said yes. قالت إذا لن يضيعنا. If it is Allah that instructed you, then Allah would not forsake us. ثم رجعت. Then she went back. فانطلق إبراهيم. Then Ibrahim left. حتى إذا كان عند الثنية حيث لا يرونه. When he got to Ibrahim, nobody would see him. استقبل بوجهه البيت. Then he turned to see the house of Allah. ثم دعا بهؤلاء الدعوات. Then he supplicated with these prayers, ورفع يديه, and raised up his hands and said, ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بوادي غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم, ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. He said, oh Allah, I have placed some of my children, some of my offspring, بوادي in this valley, غير ذي زرع عند الحرب vegetation, عند بيتك المحرم, at your sacred house. ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة. I have brought them here to establish الصلاة. فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم. Let the hearts of people come flow towards them. وارزقهم من الثمرات. And provide for them from the fruits. لعلهم يشكرون. So that they might be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجعلت أم إسماعيل ترجع إسماعيل. The mother of إسماعيل continued to breastfeed إسماعيل. وتشرب من ذلك الماء. She was drinking from that water that Ibrahim left them. حتى إذا نبذ ماء السقاء. When the water was finished, عطشت ابنها. She became thirsty and her son was also thirsty. وجعلت تنظر إليه يتلوى. She was looking at him while he turned here and there in pain. أو قال يتلبط. Or he was stretching and hitting his legs. فانطلقت كراهية أن تنظر إليه. The mother of Ismail now left him because she didn't want to be looking at him going through that pain. فوجدت الصفا أقرب جبل في الأرض. So she finds the mountain of Safa to be the closest place to her. فقامت عليه. So she stood on top of Safa. ثم استقبلت الوادي. Then she turned into the valley and looked. تنظر هل ترى أحدا. Looking whether she would see anybody. فلم ترى أحدا. She didn't see anybody. فحبطت من الصفا. Then she came down from Safa. حتى إذا بلغت الوادي. Until she got to the valley, the middle of the valley, رفعت طرفا ذراعها. Then she raised a portion of her cloak. ثم سعت سعي الإنسان المجهول. Then she ran the way the person that is troubled will run. حتى جاوزت الوادي. Until she passed the middle of the valley. ثم أتت المروة. And she came to Marwa. That is, she moved from Safa to Marwa. And that is how we continue to do when we, the Prophet said, فَفَعَلَتْ ذَلِكَ سَبْعَ مَرَّةٍ. She did that 7 times. قال ابن عباس. Ibn Abbas قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَذَلِكَ فَعَلْنَا فَلِذَلِكَ فَأَنَّاكُ بَيْنَهُمَا. And that is why people feel فعلي between Safa and Marwa. Fast forward, that is how Zamzam came and the whole thing happened the way it happened. محل الشاهد فلما جاء إسماعيل فأنه أنت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, yeah, I want to mention this, when Ibrahim عليه السلام left, then he came back after so many years. He met the wife of Ismail when Ismail had married. And he met Ismail. He didn't meet Ismail in the first time. And he asked, where is Ismail? The wife said, he has left 400. He said, how are you feeling? He said, wow, we are suffering a lot in this place. Ismail said, when the father said, when Ismail comes back, tell him to change the door of his house. And so when Ismail came back, the wife said, is anybody come? She said, yes, one old man came, one very old man. What did he say? He said, well, you should do this and that, and I told him. And what did he tell you? He said, I should change the door. You should change the door of your house. Ismail said, that is my father. And what he's telling me is that I should change you as my wife. So Ismail divorced her and married another wife. This hadith is a Sahih Bukhari. And so the next time Ibrahim came, he didn't meet Ismail, he met the wife. And he asked her, and that was a better woman. She told Nabiullah Ibrahim that, Alhamdulillah, we are eating well. He said, what is your food? She said, we eat meat and we drink milk. That was it. But we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Ismail came back, Ibrahim had left. And he asked the wife, did anybody come? She said, yes, one old man, one nice old man came. What did he tell you? He asked me about this and that, and this is what I told him. Did he advise you with anything? He said, yes. He said, if you come back, I shall tell you to maintain the door of your house. He said, that's my father. And what he's telling me is that I should keep you as my wife. Then the third time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came, he met Ismail. He said, ثُمَّ جَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ يَبْرِي نَبْلَ اللَّهُ. When Ibrahim would come back the next time, he met Ismail sharpening his arrow. لَهُ تَحْتَ تَحْتَ دَوْحَةٍ قَرِيبًا مِنْ زَمْزَمْ. Very close to Zamzam. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ قَامَ إِلَيْهِ. When Ismail saw Ibrahim, he stood up to him. Don't forget the time Ibrahim had left, Ismail was still breastfeeding. But the moment he saw him, قام إليه, he stood up to meet him. فَصَنَعَ كَمَا يَصْنَعُ الْوَلَدُ بِالْوَالِدِ وَالْوَالِدِ بِالْوَلَدِ. When he saw him, they did the way the father would do to his son and his son would do to his father. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا إِسْمَعِيلُ. Then Ibrahim said, O Ismail, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي بِأَمْرٍ. Allah has instructed me with something. قَالَ فَصْنَعْ مَا أَمَرَكَ رَبُّكَ. He said, do what Allah has instructed you. قَالَ وَتُعِينُنِي. Are you going to assist me? قَالَ وَأُعِينُكَ. Ismail said, I'm going to assist you. قَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَبْنِيَ هَاهُنَا بَيْتًا. He said, Allah has instructed me to build a house here. وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَكَبَةٍ مُرْتَفِعَةٍ عَلَىٰ مَا حَوْلَهَا. Then he pointed to a place that was in a little bit stone. Domes there. قَالَ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ رَفَعَ الْقَوَاعِدَ. It was there, they now raised the foundation, made in the basin. فَجَعْلِ إِسْمَعِيلُ يَأْتِي بِالْحِجَارَةِ. Ismail was drinking the stone, وإبراهيم يبني, and Ibrahim was building. حَتَى إِذَا ارْتَفَعَ الْبِنَاءُ. Until when the building became high, جَاءَ بِهَذَا الْحَجَرُ فَوَضَعَهُ لَهُ. He now brought, when the building became very high, that the hand of Ibrahim could not reach there anymore, Ismail now brought هَذَا الْحَجَرُ. That's what they call Baqamu Ibrahim. He now brought the stone, فوضعه له, and he placed it for him. فقام عليه وهو يبني. Ibrahim now stood on that stone and was building. وإسماعيل يناوله الحجارة. And Ismail was giving him the stones. وهما يقولان and they were both saying, ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. And that was how they built the Kaaba. الإمام Muhammad ibn Ishaq is an authority in Sirah. He mentions that 5 years before the Prophet, was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet was 5 years old, after the building of Nabiullah Ibrahim, the people of Makkah had to rebuild the Kaaba. He mentions in his Sirah that there are two main reasons. One, the Kaaba has become old, that the buildings were shaking because of the effects of water. And two, the building was believed to be destroyed, that some people, they are even coming to steal from inside the Kaaba. So Quraysh decided to rebuild the Kaaba. But they were afraid, because when they wanted to build the Kaaba, a snake appeared. And whoever comes close to the Kaaba, the snake will want to attack. So they said, this is an indication that Allah doesn't want us to build this. He doesn't want us to touch it. Until Allah brought a bird that came and took away the snake. So they felt, meaning Allah wants us to build it. Now they were now afraid, who is going to be the first person to build the block of the Kaaba, to demolish and rebuild? So they did so many things, and finally they were able to rebuild the Kaaba. Somebody came and removed one of the blocks. And when he removed it, they said, okay, let's wait and see what will happen to him. If nothing happens to him, they will come to do the work. Then the following day, they told him and they said, well, it means Allah wants us to rebuild it. And they made the condition that if you are building the Kaaba, then people should make a contribution. But nobody should bring anything except that which is halal. If you have to provide money for the building, then provide what is halal. And so when they gathered all the money that was halal, they could not build the Kaaba upon the foundation that Ibrahim built. So they built what they built, increased the height to about 10 arms length, the height of the Kaaba. Then they left out that place that is called, that place that has a very small tent, that dwarf tent. They left it out because they could not build the Kaaba to that place. And so they left it. And it remained like that until the Prophet conquered Mecca. When the Prophet conquered Mecca, the Prophet said to Ummu Aisha, لولا أن قومك حديث أهدهم بالكفر لهدمت الكعبة. If not because your people have newly embraced Islam, they have just left kufr, I would have demolished the Kaaba. وبنيتها على قواعد إبراهيم. I would have rebuilt the Kaaba upon the foundation of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. وجعلت لها بابين. And I would make the Kaaba to have two doors. بابا يخرجون منه وبابا يخرجون منه. I would make it to have two doors, so that people can enter through one door and go out through the other door. The Prophet said, do you know why Quraysh made the door to be so high, the way it is now? The Prophet asked Ibn Aisha, he said, do you know why Quraysh, when they built the Kaaba, they made the door to be high? Ibn Aisha said, I don't know. She said, they wanted to be that nobody would enter Kaaba except the person they want to enter. So when a person comes to try to enter and he has tried to climb the ground to be top, they will push him down, he will fall down. So it will not be easy for anybody to climb. So when they want somebody to climb, they will bring him a ladder. Okay, we are giving you permission to enter. The Prophet said, if I had, it's not for your people not to understand me, I will demolish the Kaaba and make the door to be down, so that people can have access to enter. And the Kaaba remained like that. The Prophet did not touch the Kaaba, it remained that way. Until during the reign of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. When Abdullah ibn Zubayr became the Khalifa that people accepted in Hijaz, Yazid ibn Muawiyah is the Khalifa in Sham. So there was that power tussle. And so Mecca was attacked. Abdullah ibn Zubayr was in the Kaaba. So they attacked the Kaaba and demolished some parts of the Kaaba and burned some parts of the Kaaba during the crisis. So Abdullah ibn Zubayr, as reported by Imam Muslim, he allowed people to come for Hajj. And when they came for Hajj, he said, what do you think we should do to the Kaaba? The Kaaba now, as you can see, half of it has been broken, half of it has been burned. Should we leave it like that, or we should rebuild it? And so the people said, well, we would have said they should rebuild it, but who will rebuild it? Abdullah ibn Zubayr said, I will leave the Sikhara for 3 days. After 3 days, I will decide on what to do. And so he did it in Sikhara, and after 3 days, he came and he said he was deciding to rebuild the Kaaba. He said, if any one of you had your house to be burned, you will rebuild it. So the house of Allah deserves more that we rebuild it. And that was how Abdullah ibn Zubayr rebuilt the Kaaba. And he heard from his auntie Aisha radiallahu anha that this is what the Prophet said concerning the Kaaba, that if he had the chance, he would have built the Kaaba upon the foundations of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he used that opportunity and rebuilt the Kaaba as the Prophet wanted to do it. And so the Kaaba became upon the foundations of Nabiullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah mentioned here. But when Abdullah ibn Zubayr was killed, those who killed him decided that how would it be that our enemy is the one that would rebuild the Kaaba. So during Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Safafi, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik gave the instruction that he should return the Kaaba back to the state it was. Abdullah ibn Zubayr did two things. He expanded the foundation and he increased the length from 10 arms length to 18 arms length. So it became higher. So Abdul Malik ibn Sulaiman said, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, he said, allow the height at the peak, but reduce the foundation to where it was during the time of Rasul alayhi salam. And so Hajjaj made the Kaaba to go back to that position. It was later that Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik had that it was not Abdullah ibn Zubayr alone that had Aisha radiallahu anha saying that. Other people testified that yes, we have Sayyidina Aisha saying that the Prophet actually said the Kaaba was not built upon the foundation of Ibrahim when Quraysh rebuilt it. So he regretted and he said, if we had known, we would have allowed the Kaaba as it was when Abdullah ibn Zubayr rebuilt it. And so the Kaaba has been like that since that time. Nobody had been able to touch it. When one of the Khulafa, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, when he wanted to rebuild the Kaaba, he asked Imam Malik that now I want to rebuild the Kaaba again to make it to be the way the Prophet actually wanted it. And Imam Malik said to him, no, don't do that. Allow the Kaaba as it is, so that the Kaaba does not become a toy of some leader. Any leader that comes will just want to now renovate and redemolish and rebuild. Let it be the way it is. And the Kaaba has been like that all that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
So after they had prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rabbana, he said Rabbana wab'at fihim Rabbana waj'alna muslimin laka wa min zurriyatina ummatan muslimatan laka wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. They prayed also that Rabbana waj'alna muslimin laka. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us to be muslimin laka. Two individuals that have surrendered to your rule. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أَنْ يَكُمْ تُحَافِ from our offspring أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ, a nation that will surrender and submit to you. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا أَنْ تُحَافِ مَاتِ, forgive us, accept our repentance, ya Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily you are التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are of forgiven and you are الرَّحِيمُ, the eternity or especially merciful. So this is a prayer from Nabi Allah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make them to be Muslims. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. They were Muslims even before they prayed. So what it means is that make us to be found, make us to be established as Muslims. The way we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we pray, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, guide us to the right path. And when someone hears it, he says, okay, they are even asking Allah to guide them to the right path. It means they know they are not on the right path. No. When somebody asks for something he is upon, it means he is asking Allah to make him firm upon that thing. وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً, and make from our offspring أُمَّةً, a nation, مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ, that will surrender to your roots. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, and forgive us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Even when somebody has worshipped Allah, somebody has done pious or righteous people, will always ask Allah for forgiveness. Look at it when we observe Salah. The Salah is nothing but ibadah. You recite the Quran, you do rukun, you do sujood, you do all of this. And when you finish and you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the next thing you see is Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Even when you have gone, you ask us about it. So, Nabiullahi Ibrahim and Nabiullahi Ismail, they built the house of Allah, and all they did afterwards was to ask Allah, wa tuba alayna. Have mercy on us. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described those who used to, who pray at night. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ They sleep only a little at night. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ And when it is the time of Sahur, يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ They ask for Allah's forgiveness. The scholars say, they spend the night worshipping Allah, and when it is almost dawn, they ask for forgiveness as if they spent the night sinning against Allah. So a person who worships Allah, one of the signs that shows the acceptance of his worship is that he will fear and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness even when he has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now.
رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَظِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ
You also pray that Rabbana, O our Lord, وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ And remove from amidst them رَسُولًا a messenger مِّنْهُمْ From amongst them. So the ask for two things. إِبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ Raise from amidst them. The person should be within, he should be living within them. The messenger, and he should be min whom from them. Because somebody who is a messenger could be raised in a people and he is not one of them, even when he lives among them. And somebody could be raised when he is among a people but he does not live among them. What they have prayed for is that Rabbana wab'ath fihim, raised from amidst them, Rasulan, a messenger, min whom who is from amongst them, yatlu alayhim ayat, who will be reciting to them. آياتك يباتك ويعلمهم الكتابة and he will teach them the book which is Al-Quran والحكمة and he will teach them the wisdom which is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ويذكيهم and he will purify them إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم verily Allah سبحانه وتعالى you are العزيز the almighty الحكيم the all wise and the scholars said this is showing that righteous people will want that righteousness should continue within their lineage. And that it is part of what Allah has said, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Such leadership as far as the piety of Allah is concerned, the righteousness is concerned, it is something one would wish that it should continue within the lineage and within his offspring. So he said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ He will recite your verses to them, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ And he will teach them the book, which is the Qur'an, وَالْحِكْمَةَ and the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is his sunnah, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And this is the basis of life, this is the basis of knowledge, this is the basis of the religion. الْكِتَابُ وَالسُنَّةُ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ نعم.
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
سؤال الله ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم Who will turn away from the religion of Ibrahim إلا من سفه نفسه except the one that has befooled himself except the one that has made himself to be a fool سفه نفسه He has made himself to look foolish وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا Indeed, we have preferred Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام in this world وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And indeed, he is in the hereafter from among the righteous ones. Allah said, وَمَنْ يَرْضَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ It is a rhetorical question. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ Who will turn away from the path, the religion, the millah of Ibrahim, إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ Except the one who has considered himself to be a fool. Because the path of Ibrahim, the religion of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, is that of Tawheed. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was not an idol worshipper. He surrendered to Allah. So there is nobody that will turn away from the path of Tawheed illa man satiha nafsahu. And so anybody that leaves, that which has to do with unifying Allah. Maybe by going to worship other than Allah. A person worships an idol that he made with his hand. Who will do that illa man satiha nafsahu? Who will go to ask a river to give him what he wants illa man satiha nafsahu? Who will go to meet a sorcerer who is himself in need of what he wants to do for you? إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ So whenever a person leaves the path of Tawheed to go into maybe sorcery, witchcraft, or shirk, you will find out that he has only been able to fool himself. Because that person he wants to get something from, if the person has that thing, he would have benefited himself. The person who wants to protect the person, if he has the power to protect, then no evil should harm him. So وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ أَلَّا قَدْ وَلَقَدِ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا As for Ibrahim, indeed we have preferred him in this world. We have chosen him in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And on the day of the hereafter, he will be from among the righteous ones. As-salihun here is one of those verses that we use to translate as-salihun to mean the prophet of Allah. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ بِمَعْنَى لَمِنَ الْأَنْبِيَةِ Because الصَّالِحُونَ are below the ranks of Anbiya. So when we say the Prophet wants to be amongst the صالحون, meaning he wants to be in the ranks of the Prophets that are like him. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ Remember when his Lord said to him, surrender. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And immediately he said, I have surrendered to the Lord of the world. And it is because of all of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have preferred to you, O Muhammad, and ittabi' millata Ibrahim Hanifa. That you should follow the path, the religion of Ibrahim. Because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam surrendered completely to Allah. قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ His Lord said to him, surrender. And immediately he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And that is why all the trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to Ibrahim fulfilled the death. وإبراهيم الذي وفى وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما So Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام And this is the meaning of Islam That the person surrender That is Islam That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an instruction When Allah gives a command Or when Allah prohibits something You as a slave of Allah do not have a choice وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ نَكِيرَةٌ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ When Allah and His Messenger makes a decree, Allah said it is not befitting for the believers, male and female, that they should have a choice. So what we should try to do as Muslims, who follow the path of Nabi Allah Ibrahim, who follow the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is we try to emulate them. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ Allah said we should follow them. Why? Because they serve as the epitome of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah gives the command, look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his companions, how they lead. They were in salah, like we'll come to see later. They were in salah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, فَوَلِّي وَضْحَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ They were in the salah, and somebody came and was passing by, and he said the Prophet had been torn from Bayt al-Maqdis to Kaaba. And immediately while they were in Salat, with their Imam and the Ma'mun, they all turned towards the Kaaba. This is servitude to Allah, accepting Allah's command and avoiding what He has prohibited. When Allah revealed the verse of prohibiting drinking of alcohol, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْبَيْزِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَجْبَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ The whole of Mecca, the whole of Medina became flooded with alcohol. They executed that instruction. They threw away all they had, all the storage of alcohol they had, they threw them away. They didn't think of turning them into vinegar that could be useful sometimes. No, they threw all of them away. And that is the meaning of Al-Islam. That that when we hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited something, avoid it. When we hear that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam has prohibited something, avoid it. قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Allah said, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam surrendered to Allah, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam also admonished his children. وَيَعْقُوبُ And Ya'qubu also admonished his children. He said, يَا بَنِيَّ O my children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ Indeed, Allah has chosen a religion for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Don't die except as Muslims. Merely farm upon Islam. Don't do anything that will make you leave the path of Islam. The way we have translated it is based on how we have read it. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam admonished and instructed his children. وَيَعْقُوبُ And Ya'qubu also instructed his children. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَا بَنِيَّ O my children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمْ الدِّينَ But another recitation is, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam admonished his son, his children, وَيَعْقُوبَ And Ya'qubu. He admonished all of them. الإمام القرطبي عليه رحمة الله في التفسير he said الإمام القشيري said يعقوب was born after the death of Ibrahim that يعقوب is the son of إسحاق إسحاق is the son of Ibrahim so Allah is saying ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام instructed his children ويعقوب if we say يعقوب it is مفعول And what that means is that Ya'qub is also a fa'il. Ya'qub also instructed his children. But when we recite it as other people recite it, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ It means Ya'qub is also one of those that were instructed by Ibrahim. But now, if it happens to be as Imam al-Qushayri says that Ya'qub died before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, then it wouldn't fit that recitation of وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ anymore. So Imam Ibn Kathir said, no, that opinion is wrong, that Ya'qub died before Ibrahim. Rather, what is even correct is that Ya'qub was alive when Ibrahim was alive. Because Allah said, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ We gave Ibrahim Ishaq and we gave him Ya'qub. Which means it is right for us to say, وَوَصَى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ That Ibrahim admonished his children, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Ibrahim admonished them. وَيَعْقُوبَ And he also admonished Ya'qub, who happens to be his grandson. He said, يَا بَنِيَّ O my children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a religion for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ Do not die except as Muslims. We all know that it is not within the reach of a person that he dies as Muslim or not. But what is the verse? فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Try as much as possible to abide by the dictates of Islam. Try as much as possible at all times to be within the fold of Islam. Because if a person is in a place, it is most likely he will die in that place. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever amongst you is able to die in Medina, let him die in Medina. What does that mean? A man does not have ability to choose where he will die. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, whoever amongst you has ability to live in Medina, should live in Medina. Because it is most probable that when you live in Medina, then you will die in Medina. So when the Quran says, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Do not die except as Muslims. Mana, try as much as possible to abide by the Sharia. Remain within the fold of Tawheed. Do not go to do things that will spoil your Tawheed. Go to meet Sotharah. Go to meet people who will spoil your Aqidah. And think that you will come back later. لا تمثل إلا وأنت مسلم. What will it take? We are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. Now.
أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون
أم كنتم شهداء or is it that you are witness إذ حضر يعقوب الموت when death approached يعقوب إذ قال لبنيه when he also said to his children he took the wasiya of his grandfather and gave to his children also إذ قال لبنيه when he said to his children ما تعبدون من بعد what will you worship after I have left ما تعبدون من بعد what will you worship after my demise قالوا نعبد إلهك they said we will worship your Lord وإله آبائك I will worship the Lord of your father إبراهيم your father referring to إبراهيم وإسماعيل and إسماعيل وإسحاق and إسحاق إلها واحدا one single deity of worship ونحن له مسلمون and we shall surrender to him. Allah said, I'm going to be shuhada. We are you witnesses. That is to the polytheists who ascribe to the religion of Ismail, the religion of Ismail and Ibrahim, idolatry. Allah said, I'm going to be shuhada. We are you there. It habra ya'qub al-maut. When death approached Ismail, for you to know that polytheism is not the religion of Nabi'illah Ibrahim. Contrary to what the Arabs ascribed to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gained access into the Kaaba after the conquest of Mecca, he found a drawing of Nabiullah Ibrahim. And they drew the statue of Nabiullah Ibrahim with some divine arrows in his hand. They made Ibrahim to be holding, they did a drawing, an artwork of Nabiullah Ibrahim. And they, in that drawing, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was holding their divine arrows. Which means that's the tayyur they make to make decisions. Before they do something, they go to those who predict what would happen. And they use divine arrows. So they showed that Ibrahim also did that. And the Prophet ﷺ said it should be believed. He said, may Allah cause them. They know very well that Ibrahim ﷺ never participated in that. So they ascribe to Ibrahim ﷺ what is not part of the religion of Ibrahim. And that is why Allah is now mentioning all of these to show that Ibrahim was never among those who practice polytheism, neither were his children part of those who practice polytheism. So he said, Am kuntum shuhada. You, the people of Mecca that associated with the religion of Islam, Ibrahim and Ismail, polytheism, were you there? His Hadar Ya'qub al Mut. When death approached Ya'qub, the son of Ishaq, إذ قال لبني when he said to his children ما تعبدون من بعد what will you worship after my death this is to inform us of how well righteous people would consider the well-being the spiritual well-being of their children after their demise they consider their religion what will be your faith what would you do not the investment where will you take my company to after I'm dead what will you do with respect to my money when I'm dead My investment, how would you know? أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ What they were interested in is مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ What will you worship after I am dead? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ The children said, we will worship your Lord, your God. وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ Who is the Lord of your father? So you see here, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ Does not, that, this word will be a latest to the Mubayyar. It is not every time that we have and that shows that there is a difference between the first and the second. الْوَاوُ هُنَا لَاتَسْ تَدِي الْمُبَايَرَ قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَهُوَ إِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ And he is still the Lord or the God of your father, Ibrahim. وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ Ibrahim is the grandfather of Yaqub. So it is allowed, it is permissible to call him his father. But Ismail is the uncle to Yaqub. But here he was called also a father. What is Ma'il? What is Ishaq? And Ishaq, who is your biological father? So Aba Huna, which is father, your father, that the children mentioned, is referring to the grandfather, the uncle, and the biological father. All of them are referred to as father. Ilahan wahida, and they worship one God. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun, and we also surrender to that one God. If there is anything we'll get, there are so many lessons here, but one of the fundamental lessons we should have is that we should give priority to the religion of our children. We should take the religion of our children as a matter of priority, especially in our time, where a lot of people find it so convenient to sponsor their children to learn the conventional education to whatever length they want to go, given no consideration or very little consideration to learning their religion. Parents must pay attention to the religion of their children. Children who learn Islam have higher tendencies of benefiting their parents than children who do not know Islam at all. People try to make their children understand why they should invest, why they should be entrepreneurs, why they should have something they do. Yes, it is good, and it is not out of place that we give them quality education. But how about their religion? Children go to the universities nowadays and they become atheists in the university. They go to higher institutions and they denounce Islam, they denounce faith. It is not because they have realized that Islam is not worthy of practice. No, it is because their parents have failed to make them learn about Islam. Today, the West, Islam is growing in the West beyond any other continent in the world. It is not for any reason other than the fact that they have that independent mind to study Islam. So they read about Islam, they learn about Islam, and they get convinced that this is the only religion that provides solutions to matters of the world and matters of the hereafter. It makes sense. Islam makes sense. Islam is logical. Yet a lot of Muslims find it difficult to associate themselves with Islam and associate their children with Islam. Parents have to learn how to really give attention, pay more attention to the religion of their children. This is one of the lessons we learned in this verse, that وَنَعْمُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And now that we have so many attacks as far as Aqidah is concerned, that we have so many people calling to polytheism in the name of Islam, polytheism in the name of Islam, coming to call to praise, worshipping, circumambulating praise, calling on those who have been buried and believing that they have something to offer. There are traditions where people even believe that the father after death can continue to protect his children. This is complete shirk. And unfortunately, these are people who will come to the mosque and pray. A person told me that he knew, he saw a woman. These are people who bury their dead ones in their houses. He said he never realized why they buried the dead in the house until he saw this woman. She came back from the mosque after Subhi prayer. And she went and stood by the graveyard. And she was calling the name of the person in the grave, who happens to be the head of the family. She said, Wani, Wani, don't sleep there. Your children, they are still very young. Don't forget them. She was calling on the person in the grave. And this is the person that came from the mosque, observing Subhi, then coming to the grave to call on the person in the grave. There is no way such a person can be considered to be a Muslim in Islam. Even when she has prayed in the mosque. Because this is exactly what the polytheists do during the time of the Prophet, that they are considered to be mushrikun. Mushrikun means people who associate partners with Allah. It is not that they don't worship Allah. They believe Allah exists. And they believe Allah can be worshipped. But they don't believe He alone should be worshipped. They don't believe He alone should be asked for help. They don't believe He alone should be offered protection. They believe there should be another God. It will be too much for Allah to give all of these. So there should be a God that will give children. There should be a God that will give protection. There should be a God that will give this and that. But the only time they agree that it is only Allah that should be called is when they are in deep trouble. When they fall into a big shit, they call Allah. If they know that there is nobody that can assist them, that is when they will call Allah. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. The only time they believe that they should call only Allah is when they are in trouble. When they need someone to save them, they will call Allah, you know. But when they are at ease and peace, they will call on so many deities besides Allah, and that is why they are called mushrikun. Attention has to be given to matters of tawhid. Because anybody that loses tawhid loses Islam. When a person loses tawhid, he loses Islam. No matter how good he is, Allah can pay him and reward him in this world. But that he is a mushrik and he will enter paradise, hayhata hayhata. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man idha la yadkhulu al-janna illa nafsun mu'mina. Nobody will enter paradise except a believing soul. Only a believing soul. And a believing soul is one that establishes the principle of la ilaha illallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, am kuntum shuhada. You are not there. إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah said, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ. These people that we have mentioned, نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ, نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِسْحَاقَ, نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ يَعْقُوبَ, and other prophets that have come and gone before them. تلك أمة قد خلت. That is a nation that has passed. لها ما كسبت. For them is the reward of what they have done. ولكم ما كسبتم. And for you is also the reward of what you have done. ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. You will not be asked for telling what they have done. Don't say they are your ancestors. They are your fathers. You are the children of prophets. The work they have done belongs to them. You should do your own work. Don't say my father used to be a preacher. My father used to be a mullah. In fact, it was my father that brought Islam to my village. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. They will get the reward of bringing Islam to your village, but you will not share with them. لَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. You too should also produce your own work and do your work. لَا تُسْأَلُونَ أَمَّا كَانُ يَعْمَدُونَ. He will not be asked concerning what they have done. And that is why the Prophet said, مَنْ أَبْطَ عَلِيهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُ. If your work do not make, if your work retard you, if the amount of work you have done is such that you will be slow and you will not get much reward, then your lineage, the fact that you are the son of influential people, will not make you go faster. If you have not gotten the reward of your work, you cannot get the reward of your forefathers. لَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So I think because of that, inshallah, we'll stop here. With this, we say, sallallahu wa sallam, mubarak ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين ترحم الضعفاء والفقراء والغرباء والمساكين. أنزل رحمتك علينا وعلى والدينا وعلى سائر المسلمين الموحدين في كل مكان. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.